All right, good morning, everyone. We're going to get started. Please bear with me for a few minutes while I read some information into the record. This is a public rulemaking hearing held in accordance with the State Administrative Procedure Act, specifically Section 24-4-103 of the Colorado Revised Statutes. The date is Wednesday, August 8th, 2018, and the time is 10 o'clock a.m. We are meeting in the Secretary of State's Aspen Conference Room on the third floor of the Office of the Secretary of State at 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado. My name is Ben Schlaer. I'm the Legal and Policy Manager for the Secretary of State's Office. I'm convening this hearing in accordance with the rulemaking notice published in the Colorado Register on July 10th, 2018. With me here at the table, to my far left, is Andrea Geiger, the Department Rulemaking Manager. And then to my immediate left is Melissa Polk, Legal and Internal Operations Manager. To my right is Judd Choate, Director of Elections. And to his right is Dwight Shellman, the County Support Manager within the Elections Division. The purpose of this hearing is to receive comments from the public on proposed amendments to the Secretary of State's election rules. The Secretary of State is considering rule revisions that are necessary to ensure proper administration of legislation recently passed by the Colorado General Assembly, specifically Senate Bill 18-233, establish uniformity in the administration of current law, establish procedures concerning the ranked voting method in accordance with Section 1-7-1004 of the Colorado Revised Statutes, eliminate obsolete provisions, organize existing rules for clarity, simplify the language of existing rules, remove language that is duplicative of statute or constitutional provisions, and ensure consistency with department rulemaking standards. The Secretary of State released a preliminary draft of proposed rules with the notice of rulemaking. On August 3, 2018, revised proposed draft rules were made available to the public. Both drafts are available on the office website, and copies of the notice of rulemaking, revised draft statement of basis, and revised draft rules are available on the table in the back of the room. This is a formal rulemaking hearing. This meeting is audio recorded, and all comments become part of the official legal record. This hearing is also being broadcast over the internet. For anyone who wishes to testify at this hearing, there are sign-up sheets on the table at the back of the room. You must sign up in order to testify. For the record, our office has received written comments on these proposed rules. All comments received will become part of the official record of this hearing and will be posted online. At this time, all interested parties have an opportunity to submit any data, views, or arguments on amendments to the election rules in writing and by oral testimony if desired. So at this time, we'll open up the testimony phase, and I have the sign-in sheet here. Celeste Landry. And if you could go ahead and state your name for the record and let us know if you're representing an organization.
Good morning. My name is Celeste Landry. I'm representing myself. I live in Boulder, Colorado. Thank you for this opportunity to comment on the proposed election rules. Thank you also for revising the original proposed rules, particularly the definition of winning candidate. Ranked voting, the subject of proposed Rule 26, is a timely topic as we see more and more momentum for better voting methods across the nation. Not surprisingly, the Secretary of State has received quite a number of comments on proposed Rule 26. Judging from the details in those comments, the rule is still in need of clarity and process improvements. In fact, one expert and advocate of ranked voting recommended holding off entirely on adopting Rule 26 until, quote, a better rule is proposed, unquote. I submitted written comments on June 22nd and would like to emphasize a few points during my oral comments today. I would like to strongly urge you to more clearly separate the single winner version, better known as instant runoff voting, and from the multi-winner version, better known as single transferable vote. I proposed a way to do that in the written comments that I submitted, and here are three examples to illustrate the importance of separating the different versions. Number one, Aspen had problems in its only ranked voting election in 2009 because election administrators only planned how to tabulate a single winner contest, but there were both single winner and multi-winner contests on the ballot. Number two, this year, David Brooks of the New York Times in his June 1st column incorrectly explained how to tabulate a multi-winner ranked voting contest. He provided the single winner tabulation method instead. Number three, The Economist magazine in their recent July 14th to 20th issue attempted to explain multi-winner ranked voting but left out the critical ideas of surplus votes and the winning threshold. The more people understand that the single winner and multi-winner versions are tallied differently and have different properties, the more likely we are to have success implementing these methods when they are adopted. FairVote and I both suggested in our comments including a definition of ranked voting method. Mine came basically straight from the statutes, and it would clearly distinguish between instant runoff voting and single transferable vote. Moving on to another point, it seems important to note for a single winner contest that the winning candidate must get over 50% of the active ballots, or the non-exhausted ballots. But no term such as active ballot or exhausted ballot is in proposed Rule 26. Rather, the current phrasing is, quote, over 50% of the votes cast, unquote. Unless I'm misunderstanding the language, votes cast includes exhausted ballots. In the recent San Francisco mayoral election, the winning candidate did not receive a majority of the votes cast, but she did win a majority of the active ballots in the final round. Another point. Everyone who commented on the tabulation process of the multi-winner contests agreed that we should deal with the winning candidate's surplus votes before we eliminate a candidate. So please make this change in Rule 26. Finally, I agree with FairVote that there should be an effort to conduct a preliminary tabulation of results soon after the election. If the media is fully aware that the number of outstanding uncounted ballots may alter the election, they will be your partners in getting out the word that the results are preliminary. They're doing this right now in the Ohio special election. The media will not call the election because they do not want to sully their reputation. Colorado can't yet legally hold statewide ranked voting elections as they've had in North Carolina and most recently in Maine. So please let localities announce unofficial preliminary results soon after the polls close. To review my main points, number one, please clearly distinguish between single winner and multi-winner versions of ranked voting. Number two, please include language about active ballots and or exhausted ballots. Number three, for multi-winner contests, please have the tabulation process transfer surplus votes before eliminating a candidate. Number four, please allow and encourage election administrators to conduct and announce tabulations of preliminary results. In his comments submitted, David Carey recommended, quote, constructive engagement with domain-specific experts, unquote. Given the number of people who commented on Rule 26 and who provided resources for improving the rule, the Secretary of State's office could find many experts who would be happy to help write the gold standard of ranked voting election rules. Meanwhile, I don't believe there are any elections in Colorado coming up this year which fall under Rule 26. So the Secretary of State's office could adopt the other proposed changes and come back with a well-vetted Rule 26 in a future rulemaking hearing. Thank you.
Any questions from the panel? Thank you for your testimony. Okay. Next up, we have Bennett Rutledge. Please state your name for the record and let us know if you're representing any organization.
My name is Bennett Rutledge, and I am here as a citizen of Centennial and of Arapahoe County. You state in the basis document that new Rule 26 is to provide guidance on ranked voting methods in accordance with Section 1-7-104 of the Colorado Revised Statutes. I'm sorry, but this mess is not guidance, it's micromanaging. My suggestion is that you eliminate 26 entirely and simply provide a checklist, guidance to the county clerk and recorder about single winner ballots, multi-winner ballots, surplus votes. Exhausted ballots, and of course, maybe references to the other parts of the rules about how to guarantee that the count is done accurately, that the hardware and the software is tested and installed properly, all that good stuff. Because there is no perfect way. Ms. Landry mentioned the economist. A lot of economists turn up in the study of voting theory. One of them, Kenneth Arrow, proved a theorem that says that when voters have three or more distinct alternatives or options, then no ranked voting electoral system can convert the ranked preferences of individuals into a community-wide ranking while accounting for the wishes of multiple voters. If you're in a real knockdown, drag-out fight, it means not allowing there to be a dictator, one voter whose vote predicts or defines the entire outcome. Two, yielding a unique and complete ranking of the voters' choices. Three, being independent of irrelevant alternatives. That's me. In 2017, I ran for District 2 in Centennial, and I achieved the spoiler position. And the concern of irrelevant alternatives is that the winner of an election should not change because someone who has no chance of winning, according to whom the professor didn't say, but an extra hat in the ring should not alter the outcome of the election, unless, of course, the person whose hat that is wins. And finally, it should not allow insincere or tactical voting, which is where you vote for someone you really, who's really not your favorite in the number one slot, to shift the pattern of the rankings and the second and following calculations so that a different person ultimately wins. And there are lots of alternatives to ranked choice voting. There's approval voting. There's score voting, where instead of merely ranking them first, second, third, you give ratings on a scale of 1 to 10, or minus 1 to plus, minus 10 to plus 10, or 0% to 100%. There's proportional representation, where you deliberately go for multiple winner elections, multi-seat districts, so that you come closer to having the county, the city council, or the state legislature, by proportion, represent the voters much more accurately. Or some combination of these or others. Now, currently, Colorado uses what's called the first-past-the-post method in all of its meaningful election contests. And by that, I simply refer you to the ballots that went out for the primary just a couple months ago. And I invite the people in the audience to remember the ones they got, or in my case, the one my housemate got, and notice how many of them were situations where there was exactly one name for that slot, and you either voted for that name or you didn't get any say in that office at all. And that, I think, is the absolute worst kind of election possible. I don't know what the official academic label for it is, but I think of it as the Bolshevik ballot, because that was near the top of the list of reasons why the evil empire was so evil back when I was growing up.
Mr. Rutledge, I don't mean to cut you off, but if you could confine your comments to the rules that are in front of us
okay.
today.
So, In that case, I'll skip over the criteria met and failed by first past the post and simply say, please drop 26 entirely as written and go to a checklist of things that the clerk and recorder of the particular county needs to address, because he too is an elected, or I'm sorry, in some cases she too is an elected official and considerably closer to the people of Arapahoe County than Mr. Williams is. Thank you.
Thanks for your testimony. Next up, we have Dan Volkosh, formerly of the Secretary of State's office.
Now a member of the dark side.
Please let us know who you now represent.
Hi, everybody. My name is Dan Volkosh. I now represent the Denver Clerk and Recorder's Office, and I'm going to keep my comments pretty quick. Obviously, this rulemaking is 53 pages. We're still kind of digesting the ranked choice voting rules. So to the extent if you could leave the comment period open a couple more days, we would greatly appreciate it. I recognize ranked choice voting is already in Title I, and that statute says you guys must promulgate rules, so we just want to make sure we get our comments right. But aside from that, we just want to say thank you very much. This rulemaking was 53 pages. Outside of Rule 26, we think it's a great rulemaking, so thank you very much.
Thanks for your comments.
So I have a quick question. In one of our rules, we increased the training requirement to include 5 classes for certification in a year. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts and what's Denver's thoughts on that?
We are in agreement with the Election Statute Review Committee. We think each calendar year is just a bit much. I think what the Election Statute Review Committee said is we're not sure enough changes occur each year to warrant making that every calendar year. And I think that's kind of a bigger burden on some of the smaller counties as well. But we did like the idea of one in person every 5 years, I think it was, mm-hmm. or 4 years.
So if we had evolving existing classes or trainings, mm-hmm. and then new trainings, and we were adding and making those changes to at least 5 of them in the course of a year, would that meet concerns about the evolving nature of certification?
Sure. You know, I definitely think, if there are enough updates to warrant that, I think we can get behind it. Mm-hmm. I know, like, some of my staff, when we have to do the recertification, they just keep taking Elections 101, and they've been there for many years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think if there were enough changes to warrant it, we could get behind it.
Okay. Thanks.
No problem.
Is next Wednesday long enough to keep the record open?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Okay, that's everyone we've had sign up for testimony, and seeing no one other than staff in the room, we will close the testimony phase. At this time, our office will take under advisement possible amendments to the Secretary of State's election rules. The record will remain open through the close of business on Wednesday, August 15th, 2018, to allow for the submission of additional written comments. This concludes the hearing. The time is 10:19 a.m. Thank you.